Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hi, welcome to Medium's Insights Hour, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation and Signs of Life Radio. As you all know, we gather here every month to explore the mindsets of many accomplished mediums on many topics related to the afterlife and consciousness and spirituality. I'm Roman Karpyshka. I'm happy to be here, and I'm very excited for tonight's host. It's the second time he's coming back. His name is Dave Campbell. He's been a professional psychic medium and an astrologer for over 20 years. He wrote a couple of books. He a book on forensic astrology, solving crimes. And he's also a contributing author to the book Find Me, which is about a group of psychic mediums, astrologers, and law enforcement, canine research and rescue units dedicated to assisting families and police in finding missing people. He's also a member of the Forever Family Foundation, of course. And his specialty is forensic astrology, and he can assist him, you know, he does assist in many ways, such as pinpoint, eliminate suspects, profile criminals, tell if people are alive or deceased, and many other facts that can be seen in the charts of the criminal or the victim. So he works currently also at the astrology store in Glendale, Arizona. So with all of that mouthful, welcome to the show. Dave.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. How you doing?
Real good. Just been busy as ever.
Awesome.
Not a minute in between.
For some reason, I can't see your video.
That's odd.
But that's okay.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. As long as the video is there, that's completely fine. It's all good. As long as we're working and everything. So yeah, welcome back to the show. It's been like a 14 months, April of last year, when we had you on the show last time.
Yeah. So, time's going fast.
Yep. You don't look a day older than the last time I saw you. Yeah. Actually, I don't think we did it with video. Did we do it with video last time? We might have, yeah. I know it's a new process that we started not too long ago. So, yeah. So, Dave, again, welcome to the show. And, you know, we'll start off with, you know, one of your favorite topics is symbology and symbolism. And right. I just want to pick your brains about that. Like, how do these symbols speak to you, or, you know, how does that work with you?
Because that's how I work, is a lot of symbolism.
Yeah.
So, okay. And I never know if it's real or, you know, literal or figurative. So sometimes I just have to spit out what they're showing me because I don't understand it, and then the client will understand what it means. So, I mean, an old thing I used to say is like the black cat, it could be a symbol for bad luck, quote unquote, or if that person had a black cat that's passed, then it's a, you know, whole different meaning. So is it literal or figurative? So, and a lot of times they'll show me cartoon characters to get me to say the name of the person, like Fred Flintstone for Fred, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And Velma was one that came through a Scooby-Doo. I kept saying Scooby-Doo
Velma,
scenes,
yeah.
And I was like, what is going on with Scooby-Doo? And then I went through the names until I got there. And as soon as I said Velma, her eyes went, you know, like, that's it. And same with Bewitched. I've gotten two or three references from Bewitched, and two of them, one of them, the name was Tabitha. Which is, I mean, how many people are named Tabitha? Not really that many. So.
Yeah, not a popular name these days.
Yeah, so it was very specific, and they, you know, took it real well. Or Wizard of Oz, I've gotten, you know, like in the scene where she's writing out Surrender Dorothy on the broom, the witch.
Oh, yeah.
And so I hear the lady saying, "Who's Dorothy?" And then I'm like, so it goes in my head, "Who's Dorothy?" And then I'm like, "Who's Dorothy?" So, and that's who it's for,
And
you know.
it work that freaks me out that that kind of stuff just pops into your head and works that way. It's amazing.
It freaks me out too. It's like I couldn't make it up. I mean, or like one time during a medium night, I kept hearing the song Love Shack, you know, by the B-52s over and
Oh
over,
yeah, I love
like
that song.
really strong in my head, and it's not something I've listened to for years. And so I'm like, I know it had to be for somebody. So I'm like, I just had to say to the 50 people in front of me, who has a reference to Love Shack? And the guy just wings his hand up real quick, and I'm like, he knew right who it was for. He called his girlfriend Love Shack, and the girlfriend has passed. So, and that was their joke, and
Oh
they
wow.
always called her Love Shack, which, you know, I just left it alone. Like, I don't know why, but yeah, it really was meaningful. And then she came through full force and gave him other evidence, and
Of
he was
course.
happy. So that's
No.
it, they're the triggers that get you in, and sometimes those are the things that get people to understand really what's going on, and they get it, you know,
Interesting.
grabs them.
Do you ever have clients that are like fearful when they come in, or have like
Yeah.
are apprehensive?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, almost everybody's nervous, and I always tell them to relax because I can feel the nervous energy, and I don't like to feel it. So, and then it makes me nervous, and then I can't be nervous if I'm doing this. So calm down so I can calm down. And
You have
yeah,
any techniques that you use to make them calm down,
just
or?
I talking to them, and you know, there's no fear, there's nothing scary is going to happen. I'm not going to tell you anything, you know, that you don't want to hear, really. Sometimes it's just nervous because they're just anticipating, you know, and that's different. That's kind of a, you know, but I relieve their fears before we start so that there's no, you know, keep this so it doesn't affect the reading.
Now, is a lot of your practice have to do with it has to do with like helping law enforcement, that kind of thing? That sounds like really interesting. I know we talked about it a little bit last time.
Yeah, I do at least once a month get a call from somebody from some family that needs help with the group that I'm in. It's they come through the group, and
Okay.
so we help them, and you know, sometimes we don't hear feedback for years until they've resolved the case, which is just you have to let go of it. Yeah, I mean, I will always want to know immediately what's, you know, did they find them? Did they, you know, was I right? But we do get feedback, and then when we do get the information, we get a score sheet, and we kind of go through our notes and click what we got right, and then see. And there's a tally sheet with percentages of who's accurate, who's not, and it's all recorded, so it's
Now,
really.
you said you're part of a group, right? This is a part of
Yeah,
the
it's called the Find
group.
Me group. We help
Find me
them
group. Okay,
find.
how many are you in there?
There's about 120, I think, right now.
Oh, wow.
Psychics and then psychics and astrologers and different whatevers, but yeah, we psychics, mediums, astrologers. So it's kind of a big group. It's been around for almost 20 some 23 24 years.
Well, I remember seeing a video of this one lady that found somewhere in the Arizona desert a guy that was buried in a box. I mean, it was a test of her skills, right? And she had like a, it was like a 100 square mile area kind of thing, and she accurately found exactly where he was with like within an hour. It was
That's
crazy.
crazy. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah, I have
mean,
one similar. I had a this guy was missing. They didn't know where he went, if he ran away, if he was kidnapped. They had no reason. He just his car was gone and he was gone. And so I just got on my Google map and started following the road where I thought he would go. And I pinpointed where I thought he was. And that's exactly where he was. He went off a cliff. And so 600 feet down was where they found him because he went down and he didn't, it wasn't suicide. It was an accident. He just went too fast around a corner or something
I
and
was
didn't
about
see
to
him.
ask if he was still alive, but when you said 600 feet,
No,
I
he's
got it.
not alive.
Not exactly.
Unfortunately, they're mostly past when we find them. We do find people that are alive too, but
That's
which
always
is
happier, yeah.
fortunate and happier and a great feeling. But yeah, because quite often they wait too long the family or law enforcement waits too long to call us to help because it's by the time they call us, it's usually a cold case or they've given up all leads and have nowhere to turn, which is still helpful for us to do it, but it'd be better to be at the beginning of it.
Of course, of course. Now, I'm guessing that you're getting most of your calls more from the families than from law enforcement.
Yeah, but we don't take a call. We won't take any case unless the law enforcement will take our information. So if the law enforcement will not take it, we won't take the case. It's that simple. So they either have to or we don't do it.
Oh, I
Because we're
got you.
not going to waste our time. Because I can't give the, if the police are going to just throw it in the trash and do nothing with it, then I'm not going to, we can't waste our time. It's just too much. There's always like 20 or 30 people waiting and, it's a lot to, and how do you pick and choose who gets the priority?
Right,
Is it, who's not important? You know, everybody's important. So
so how
it's
does that
very
work
fun.
with the group? Do you like all 120 of you meet at a certain time
No,
or
we all have to do it
something?
remotely within our own self. Sometimes there has been some cases where we've gone as a group or a team or been assigned two or three of us to go do a special on location thing. I've done several of those. I do like it better, you know, because if you're really there where it really happened, you feel sometimes the raw energy of it.
A stronger connection, probably. I
So,
could
like
see
a murder case,
that.
I went to the house of the victim where she was found. So they knew she was dead, but they didn't know who did it. And then she showed me pictures and I drew them, and that's exactly what the guy looked like when they did catch him.
Oh boy.
It was really shocking.
Wow, that is crazy. Is that like one of your recent cases? Like, did that happen like
Well,
years
he
ago?
recently has been convicted and he's on the news, so I'm not going to talk about it too, like the name, because he's still not quite in jail yet. So, yeah, I don't want him knowing anything about me.
No, of course not.
So,
Of
yeah.
course not. And I would never ask you to divulge any names,
Right.
like ever,
No.
ever, ever.
But
So,
the case is about 2 or 3 years old.
2 to 3 years old. Oh, okay. Really cool. So, in your practice as a psychic and a medium, what are, tell me some mind-blowing things that you've seen as a
Oh,
medium, first
so
of all.
many. I'm just always amazed. Like there was one just recently where a husband had passed and the reading was going really well all the way through, and then somewhere I said an animal or something. I'm seeing an animal, and she goes, "Well, can you just tell me what it is?" And I'm like, I sat there thinking this can't be the right thing, but I said, "It's an octopus. I mean, who has an octopus?" That was the animal. So then, and they both, it was mother daughter coming to me for the dad, and they both stopped and just their mouth was open, and I'm like, I guess I'm right. She's like, they're like, we both said if you say any octopus, then you're the real deal and the Lord convinced forever, no matter what else you say. I said, well, then we're done. But that was one of the real fun ones.
Nice.
They're very different. I mean, don't see octopus too often.
No. Apparently they're supposed to be very, very intelligent.
Oh yes,
As
yeah,
animals,
very
like
smart animals.
they're comparing them, they say smarter than chimps, even some studies.
Oh
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, the ways of communicating is just difficult, but in terms of IQ, they've tested them, they're very smart.
wow.
So, have you, like, as a you have probably the clairs, right? Your clairaudient, clairsentient,
All of them, yeah.
clairvoyant, all of them, yeah, all of that. Have you been able to see on the other side of the veil, what's on the other side? How our loved ones are living? Tell me
Yeah,
about
because I
that.
ask them a lot, and a lot of clients ask me what it's like for them, but it's just like asking what it's like on Earth. I mean, if you ask 100 different people from 100 different countries or cities or states, it's
Get a
going to be
hundred
different
different
for
answers.
everybody and all the same in some way. But so it's relative to them and what is their heaven. Almost all of them say they're in heaven, and so but and it looks different to everybody. So just like Earth could be, our experience here can be very different. Like Arizona is going to look different than Alaska for sure. But they're the same planet. So it's just a different dimension, that's all. And it's could look a million different ways. But they usually do show me colorful, beautiful. Sometimes they show me like space stuff and just
I mean, do they have like
different from me.
landscapes with trees and woods and lakes and all that kind of stuff?
Yep.
And
Sometimes
deer
they
and all
say they're
that?
going out in the mountains or they like, and if that's what they, usually the client will say that's what they like to do. Because if they tell me they're out in the mountains all the time, that's what they would be if they were on Earth. That's what they say what they would do. So it makes sense to them.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's, yeah, very cool.
yeah, I mean, is it like, I don't know. You don't see angels strumming harps or anything like that, right? It's none of
No,
that biblical reference kind of stuff.
no.
Okay.
No.
So,
Nope.
what is your take on at the time of physical death, do we experience pain at that time?
And no, not from what everybody's shown me. I don't believe we do either. I think as soon as you're out of your body, you're not feeling anything. It's peace, love, light, and you go into that loving spiritual realm.
Right. That's crazy
And
because as
even
you
if
get
there
older,
is,
you're
well,
it's
even if
more.
they're like say they're in an accident, and because you've heard this on some of the shows, I'm sure, like and they're watching their body be worked on, like being
Yep,
pulled out
I
of the
get it.
car, and they're not even sure they're dead. Well, because they don't feel anything. They're not in
They're
pain.
having an N yeah, ND
Yeah,
that, yeah.
NDE, yeah. And lots of them have experienced that. My dad had that. And he chose to come back. He said he
Now,
decided to come back when he did, so.
now does your talent, does that run in the family? Is that inherited or?
Yeah, to a degree. I think there's a lot of intuitives in the family for sure. Yeah, my mom's very psychic. My grandmother was very psychic. And my nephew now is very psychic and a medium. And they even tried to say he was schizophrenic at one time. And I'm like, no, you're not. Nothing like that. You're just seeing spirits. And he would talk about it, and you're not supposed to talk about it. So,
Yeah, I've known people like that as well that see spirit and they're talking to them. And one guy I knew was a hall monitor a high school got caught talking to thin air and fired, got fired, like not only fired but got dragged away by the cops. Got dragged away from the school because hey, this guy's crazy, and in this environment of ultra protection for the children and everything, it's it's crazy. Do you think that I mean, psychically, are we in a more violent world now than when we were growing up? I mean, you and I are about the same
Yeah, the
age,
same
I would
age.
think. Or do you just, I think you just hear more about it because of social media.
It's social media and it's instant news, and
Yeah.
I think in a lot of ways I thought it was getting better than and they're saying a lot of violent crime is better than it was. I remember, I'd say if you in the 70s, if somebody said let's go to New York, I'd be like, I'm not gonna go. I don't want to get mugged, because that was, the everything you heard. Or, I don't want to go to
Oh,
Chicago
yeah.
because I don't want to get shot. I mean, you're not going to go play in the bad streets either, but
Right. No, New York has cleaned up a lot, especially like Times
yeah.
Square.
I
I
mean,
remember
it's
when
nice
I was
down
a kid, it
there.
was bad.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was at the time, but now I don't feel I'm threatened at all.
It's
Even some
beautiful.
of the bad cities here in Glendale or Phoenix, I'm not afraid to walk around where it used to be. I wouldn't, So I think it's gotten better in a lot of ways too.
So, are you a Knicks fan or a Spurs fan or neither?
I don't know much about either, so
Okay, I'm just
yeah.
asking because it's the game five today.
Is it today? I
Yeah.
haven't
Oh,
this
no,
year.
not
I
today. It's
usually
on
keep up with
Saturday.
it.
Saturday.
This
Yeah.
year, I have not kept up with anything. I'm
No,
just
okay.
too far out of it.
That's
Too far
fine.
busy.
Too
Yeah.
far busy. So, you, I mean, you're doing what you do full time, right?
Yeah.
plus working at the you're still are you still at the astrology store?
Yeah, I still own it, and I'm there doing readings and running the business, and I'm also running two other corporations, so
Wow. Yeah, that's going to keep you real busy.
I'm really busy. Yeah.
How hot is it there right now? Because you're in Arizona, right?
It's 107 today.
Oh my God.
It's just starting, so it's like a shock. I mean, I know it gets hot every year.
Yeah.
107 is pretty hot, but I'm not looking forward to next month, you know?
Well, the winters there are fantastic. So
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah,
you
but
can't go
once it gets
wrong.
above 110, that's where it gets really brutal.
Oh, like,
That's
do you
where
have grass or is it just like gravel
I have
farming through here?
rocks. I have a little
Rocks, yeah.
bit of
More.
grass in the back for my dogs, but
Oh, okay.
in the summer it'll be toast. They'll be like straw.
Nice. So, speaking about dogs, do you ever get animals in your readings or animals that come
A
through,
lot,
that kind of
you know,
stuff?
and
Yeah.
what's weird to me, they might show me a picture of themselves or a picture just of a dog in general, but it's like they're talking, I'm talking to a person. It's no different. It just, they speak the language or just tell me what they want to say. Same with cats and or horses or turtle. I've seen them all. So
But you get that as a message, not like Scooby-Doo talking to you or whatever,
no,
you
right. It's a message. Yeah.
know. Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So, you think from your vast experience with communicating with the other side, do you think our destinies are kind of pre-planned, with a bit of free will mixed in or a lot of free will mixed in? Like, what do you think? What's the purpose? What is the meaning of
Yeah,
all of this?
I know it's I used to think it's changed over the years after experience, because I used to think we had just total free will, but we did have a plan or a thing, a kind of a map, and that's where because astrology comes in there too. We astrology chart is your plan that you came with, and the more I've studied that and seen how it works out, I think we come in with 90% of our life planned, pre-planned, 10% free will. We can choose to not do what we planned, but what we've planned or who we're going to meet or who we're going to see or what's involved, it's going to be there and you can choose how to interact, whether good or bad or not at all. But the people will be there, the plan is in place, the career you're going to pick, kind of things that you've need to learn and grow from are already pre-done.
Right. Yeah.
And whether you learn or not, that's up to you. That's the free will part. Or do you have to come back and do it again? Do it
Do
over.
you have to come back and do it again? Like, I heard that
I
some
my
people
belief
say
is that
yes,
you
some people
do.
don't.
Yeah, I mean, it would be weird not to, I think, to me. It's like, what if
Yeah.
you didn't get finished and you wanted to? You know.
I read somewhere that, we jump into Earth to experience, a lot of these limitations that we have on Earth. Like, first of all, the reducing valve for how many things we can, how many senses we can use at the same time. Because I think physics dictates that there's at least 10 different dimensions. We only experience three of them because of the reducing part of our brain valve and whatever. But we're here to learn some hard lessons. Life
Yes,
ain't
and
easy, you get.
right.
People die. You have loneliness, missing. It's like an accelerated growth thing
Right. And we grow faster here than in other dimensions,
in
too.
spirit. Yeah, because in
Here, for
spirit,
sure.
you want something, you're there. I heard, like, you want
Right.
to be on the top of a mountain, boom, you just think about it and you're there. It's a
Exactly.
different thing. But I wonder if
Exactly.
there's like, do people still like drive cars in spirit? Like, let's say a car lover, somebody that love racing cars. I would
I'm sure
think
they
that they
could. I don't know that one, but I think they could. I would think they could
yeah.
do that. So,
Interesting. And also, like, do they say anything about like food ingestion or eating? Like, the I wouldn't think you would need to, right?
don't need to.
Yeah, but I mean,
They
maybe
might
they
have a
don't.
desire for it if they haven't let go of the desire for it, but they
Yeah.
can't do it. So the same with like if you were an alcoholic and you still desired to have alcohol, I guess you could come down and visit a bar, but you're not going to get the feeling
No, but you're
But
going to be trapped, right?
you're
It's
gonna
like
be
a
stuck there.
trap.
That could be, not a healthy thing, I wouldn't think,
Yeah, I wouldn't think it's healthy either, but I've heard a
But I
lot of
think
stories
most
about
of
that.
your stuff is healed and let go. Everybody's, I think there's always exceptions and different. There's no absolutes, I don't think.
Yeah, I think the weirdest thing to grasp about the other side is that there is no time.
That is hard for us for
It's
me to
impossible because
I can't
we're
fathom
stuck in
it.
time. We are.
Right. So how can we see it? Yeah. Or the what's eternity? Can you imagine forever of anything? Like space is forever? I can't grasp it. No human can really. So
No,
like the stars are gonna keep going and going and going and galaxy after galaxy. It's just like we can't comprehend it. So
yeah, and then I think one of those space probes just passed the point of no return of like getting out of our Milky Way or something like that. Not out of our Milky Way, but out of our space and entered into something that's completely different than what we thought it was or something like that. It's
Right.
crazy. There's a lot of scientists out there that are, like, it's fascinating. I mean, the stars and everything, that's fascinating. Astrology is fascinating too. It's crazy the concept, and I know, you take astrology very seriously. It's part of your thing, so and I respect that a lot because, but I don't know very much about it.
Right.
So to me, as a layman, I think that, it's so crazy that the movements of the planet and the stars and the alignment and their position relative to each other affects you personally, like affects somebody. But it has to do with like the energy and the ether of everything around. Like everything is affected by everything, but we just
Right.
don't see it,
It's a
right?
synchronicity, and we are star people. We're made of stardust. I mean, iron came from the stars. All the metals we have came from the stars. Everything on Earth came from the stars, basically. So we're made of that. And so it's kind of crazy to.
It is crazy.
It doesn't make sense. Nobody can figure out how it works. It's not gravity. It's not, but after studying for so many years and doing thousands of readings and seeing it in action come out as I either predict or just know it's going to be. I don't believe in astrology. I know it.
Right.
Like,
Okay.
do you believe in gravity?
You think,
It's like nothing to believe in to me. It's just a fact.
yeah. Are we doomed? Because it looks
No.
like we're on a path to it.
Yeah, we're probably in a turnaround soon, hopefully, but
I think we're gonna turn it around. I think the world's
it's
gonna
gonna
turn
turn
around.
around too. It's not
It
gonna
has
be
to.
easy, but it's definitely turning around.
Okay, good. I'm
And we're
glad to hear
repeating
that.
the same cycles that, I mean,
I know. We're stupid.
1776, we went through a lot of the same stuff.
Yep. And we're
The same thing
doing
right
it.
now. Yep. But the planets are in the same place they were in 1776, some of the planets.
Oh, really? So
Yeah.
that alignment has something to do with it, probably.
Like Neptune is just went to that same spot that last time we had Revolutionary War, it was 17. Yeah.
So 250 years ago. Wow, that's crazy. Well, we'll see what happens. It's I hope we're I'm sure we're gonna survive. It's just
Oh yeah, we will.
crazy.
Yeah, we're
It's
not
just
going anywhere.
crazy. Do you think that other worlds exist with intelligent life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just know it too. It's like a duh, we can't be the, I mean, I
Yeah.
think we're the
If you look at
only.
the vastness of it, just like how big everything is crazy.
And how many planets they've discovered just recently, the last 10 years, like there's other Earth-like planets in other star systems. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of planets that could be populated, and that's just what we've discovered.
I heard a paradox argument recently. In favor of, and it kind of makes sense, in favor of us being the only planet with life on it. And it kind of goes like this. It's like, if you imagine, like, how big the universe is, right? And how many planets going around suns with, like, it's, we can't even fathom it, really. We tried to fathom it, but because there's so many planets, and if they have intelligent life on those planets, well, when did they start? Just look at our evolution that over the last 100 years, how much success we've had scientifically and how many progresses we've made just in the last 100 to 200 years from nothing to, you know, to this, right? To this.
Right, exactly.
So if you count the trillions and trillions and quadrillions of planets out there, and it only took 100 years to develop this, like, why aren't we connecting with other planets right now? Why haven't they reached out to us? Because odds are there's planets that are way more advanced than us. So why haven't they made contact? So that's it's kind of like a, you know, it's the
Yeah.
most logical counter argument that I've heard. I still, like you, believe there's something else
Right,
because I think
right.
it's kind of egocentric to believe otherwise.
Really, yes, for sure. But I think they have contacted us. So I think they helped us with all this technology, but it's not quite out yet. Part of disclosure.
Right. So
Area
now,
51, all that stuff, yeah.
yeah, and I know that they're, you know, the government's releasing a lot of this stuff, and well, I think they're releasing it to distract from other stuff. Quite frankly, you know,
Probably true too.
yeah,
But they reject what they don't want us to know still, but yeah.
of course, of course. I mean, the media. It's crazy how much the media manipulates you, manipulates people. You know, it's crazy. So it's up to us to discern because nobody else is going to do it for us, right? So that must
Right.
help you a lot as a psychic to know that this is bullshit. Something is
Oh
bullshit.
yeah. Yeah, I usually feel it the minute I look at it. It just feels weird or off or that just
Yep.
doesn't seem right. And then I'm like, because it's not.
You know what? That downing of that Apache helicopter and they rescued the two sailors using the drones, blah blah blah, that happened yesterday. Bullshit. Never
Oh, I
happened.
didn't even see that. I must have missed something yesterday. So yesterday, where was that? I'm gonna have to look it
It
up.
was somewhere near the Strait of Hormuz. You know, where
Oh,
everything happened. You
okay.
know, that whole thing, it was just an excuse for, you know, the bombing to start again. But
Yeah,
yeah, I
okay.
think
Yeah, I think I already get what you're saying, and I feel the same.
I just feel as complete, you know, like I don't claim to be psychic or whatever, but I know sometimes when the feeling is so strong, it's always been right for me, and I'm pretty sure.
Exactly. Yep.
I'm pretty sure it's all like, you know, the dog wagging the tail or whatever, however they want to, you know, they'll spin whatever they want to spin. So we have to just discern, you know.
Exactly.
So do you when you give readings, are you like just you, or do you enter into a different state of consciousness, or how does
Yeah,
that
I
work?
just take a few minutes and meditate and go into a different state of mind and the alpha state basically and start. Yeah, when I walk in, I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm just like, unless they sometimes they'll show me a little bit before, but I usually don't like that because then it kind of puts me in a like, how do I start? You know, it's like I'd rather just go in nothing and figure out what's happening. And see what they show me.
Yeah. Now, percentage-wise, I mean, everybody goes to get a medium reading to obviously to communicate with a deceased loved one that they miss. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of help with grief doing that and stuff like that. But most people come in to see a specific person. How often in your readings does that specific person show up?
I'd say 98% of the time. It's very,
98% of the time, okay.
yeah, most often they do. Very rarely does that person they really wanted not come through. And a couple times, I mean, it's usually been people that are still in a super heavy grief or that they died 2 weeks ago.
It might
And
be a
I'm
little too
like,
early, yeah.
too early, too soon. And maybe who knows whose fault that is if it's the person's not ready. I mean, but the energy's blocked, but sometimes that's and but I've also had people leave a funeral and come and get a reading and had a great conversation. So I
Right
can't say,
after your funeral. Wow.
yep, they left the funeral, got to my store, they didn't tell me, and I started doing the reading, and then they told me, yeah, we just left the funeral. I'm like, what? That's
I got a
weird.
crazy question for you.
So
When you go to a wake, All right, because I mean, everybody goes to wakes. You have to, whatever, you know. Is it a different experience for you as a medium? Because you see the person standing beside their body, and
Yeah, that's happened before.
really.
It was really uncomfortable in my younger years when I didn't understand quite exactly what was going on. Or I knew that there I could see stuff, but I'm like, is this normal? It's like, or am I dreaming, or do I just have a good imagination? Or I remember one funeral, because it was a kid that died, and he came and basically sat right on my lap. And I'm like, is not everybody feel this and see it? You know, kept looking around, feeling really awkward, and I couldn't say anything because it would be really awful.
So,
You know, don't worry about him. He's right here in my lap, you know. But that was weird. But it got validated to me later that I did, you know, through a medium.
when you see people like discarnates at their own wakes, are they happy? Are they like, I don't know, like, what is their reaction being there? Because that would be like, it's fascinating. I would love to be at my wake to see who shows up.
That's
You didn't
probably
show
what
up
they're
to my wake,
thinking.
damn
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think they're very happy usually. And they're really happy to see who is there, who they missed and loved all these people too. So they're usually in a real good, frame of mind, laughing. Or I've seen one where there was just observing, just stood back and was observing and watching and feeling all the people's feelings. And,
Wow.
it's just going to be, everybody's going to be different too with how they react, but I've seen the two extremes.
Right.
It is
I'm
weird.
so
It's
jealous. I'm so
different,
jealous.
and it's and it's weird for me to look at the body because it just looks like a lump of clay. I mean, it sounds so awful to say, doesn't it? But it's like where they look like a mannequin. Like there's no energy emanating from them. There's no aura. There's no pulse. I can just. It looks like, ugh, there's something missing. Like there's no energy in it. So I know they're not there. I instantly go, it almost gives me a reaction of shock when I look at it because it's like, there's nothing in there.
Do spirits be like in more than one place at the same time? Do you think? That's another, you know, we're saying time, not being able to have time is something we can't grasp. That's the other thing I can't grasp either. You know, just, you know, being able to, because people say that, you know, you have they're busy on the other side. They have lives, they're doing stuff. But at the same time, they're with their loved ones. You know, so
I think
are
they
they
could be
always with you? Like, how
split.
does that work?
I think they can split and go different directions.
Cool.
So
So, hey, we have a By the way, we have a caller that just came in. She has a question. It's Melanie from Nevada. So, care to take a caller?
sure.
All right, Melanie from Nevada. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I have a question
Hi,
for Dave.
please.
Wanted to say something about the feeling of timelessness when you get into the flow state. We've all done it, like. Roman, with you probably start playing your guitars and then you like come out of it and you have no idea how much time's passed. I think that probably would be a good representation of the timelessness, but that's just my interpretation. But for the personalized astrological reports that are on your website, Dave, how do I know when, like what how do you know how to pick the right one?
There's a lot. So if you've never had your chart looked at all, then I would pick the natal one first. Because the natal describes what you're born with and covers the basics of you. And you do need to
Okay.
find your time of birth if you can find it from a birth certificate or whatever. And I would start with that one. But there's lots of different ones. There's past life ones that are interesting and very kind of revealing. And all if you want to know more about the future, then get a forecast, like what's coming up for the next 3 to 6 months or whatever.
Okay, so starting like with the natal one, and then Like, does the time have to be like to the minute, or can it be within 15 minutes of your birth?
I mean, I tell you, if it's it can change drastically in 4 minutes. So, I mean, if you know if it's just a minute off, it'll be pretty good. But it does matter.
Okay.
And
Okay. And then the forecast report. I mean, because you said, I mean, I understand soul contracts, or at least I have my understanding of soul contracts. And I was talking to my cousin, Tiffany, in California about this. And it seems like we do a pretty good job of pre-planning. And it sounds like the charts kind of reflect that. I mean, would you say that's an accurate assumption?
absolutely. Yes. Yep. It's so
Okay.
strong that if it's not in your chart, it's not going to happen in your life, period.
Yeah.
That's how strong I am with it. You know, I've used to didn't believe that, but I do now. If
Okay,
you
so then
suddenly
the
want to
needle
become
will
an
help it
astronaut,
understand.
yeah, it's not going to happen if it's not in the chart.
No, but
Just like
I
it's
mean, choosing our path, I mean, I definitely understand that. It's like my most, I think, poignant and Roman. I know your son crossed as well, but my daughter crossed when she was 16, so now I'm into year six with her transition. But what I understood from her is that it's like my choice point here is I deal with it as graciously and productively as possible, or I get to do it again. And so that's kind of been the most poignant understanding point for me of what that means. And I, like you said, I think we all have our options and can probably pick out those forks in the road where we made one choice or the other in our lives.
You know, that is a really, really good point because I don't want to go through what I'm going, what I went through again, or what I'm going through ever again. So that just, you know, what you just said resonated with me a lot. So I'm going to choose path A.
Yeah, we do our best, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
I never thought of it that way. I don't want to go through this crap again. No way. No way. Couldn't give me not for all the stars in the world.
Right.
I'm working on the part of how it's a gift. You know, I have to, I'm still getting there, but I
Oh.
know my daughter would appreciate me to fully appreciate the poignancy of really working through this. But do you see that a lot, Dave, like in your interactions with people who are grieving the loss of their children?
The gift of it, you mean? Is that what yours? What was I'm
Or
trying
just
to?
the choice point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have to make that choice. So they usually, most everybody does go the right thing or the higher road or gets on track with their life and their spirituality. And if that's the reason, some of that might be the reason. So, you know, maybe they didn't even think of this kind of stuff, or that there is an afterlife, or that there is anything else until that happened. That could be, I'm just saying. And it puts them on a path of, you know, healing and understanding, and or like say there was a suicide, and it makes them try to figure out what they can do to help others so that that doesn't happen to them, or that they don't go through the same, you know, case, which I know one of my clients is doing. So trying to help others not have the
Yeah.
same experience to lead to that same path. Do you
That's
see what I mean?
Melanie, these are great questions, and keep them going. As a matter of fact, you should contact the Forever Family Foundation because out of all the guests that I've had on the show, like callers, I think you've asked the most intelligent questions. These are great. So keep it up, keep it going.
Very good. I like that you're thinking and you're doing and you're working on it. You're doing, you know, everything you need
Yeah.
to.
Got it. I think too. I mean, my daughter didn't kill herself, but I before I retired, after she died, I retired from my career, which was a counselor, and I worked with suicidal individuals. And I think for me, you know, It's like destigmatized. Suicide is hard. It's very hard for the person who killed, who takes action, but also for the survivors. But it's also just another way to die, right? So it's so stigmatized that people, at least from my lens of a personal counselor, would have a hard time talking about it because there's so much social shame. And I wish we could kind of just let that go so that people can heal because they can feel safe saying, well, yeah, they died by suicide, because it is a big deal, but it's not in that way, I think.
Right.
But I don't know. Do you see that as well?
I agree with you totally. I think it's way too stigmatized and or feared, and or that they're going to go to hell forever and be in some dark place for eternity, and it's not true. And so, and I've never seen evidence of that. So, yeah, I think it's very helpful to not think that way.
I guess one thing I'm a little stuck on is like, and I'm shifting because I don't know enough, but you have better insights, I think. It's like for me, I think that, okay, if someone does kill themselves, then they probably have to come back and redo whatever it is that was the stressor that caused their doing self-death. But is that something that you can give some insights on? Like, I don't know, is that normally true, or is it again just
I would
another
say
way to die?
normally, like, I don't like anybody that says there's absolutes, but yeah, I do think it's pretty common and normal, and it does make sense, you know, that they have to come back and experience sometimes, and then it's even harder the next time because they're blinded by the veil of what they did to get there, and now they have to go through this whole experience without knowing it all over again. And you know, it was obviously hard the first time. It's not going to be hard, you know, easy the second time. And you have to make different choices. So that's a tough one. You know, but yeah, I think you
I
do.
don't think I've ever heard of a soul that was glad they committed suicide or that was happy that they did it. You know, I mean, I can see if you're about to be tortured on you know, you're a Russian soldier that's about to be, you know, tortured or whatever, you know, that might be the easier way out. But other than that, I don't see it. Crazy stuff. But yeah, Melanie, thank you so much for your question. We really appreciate your call.
Okay, well, yeah, just one last comment. I guess we all have to
Sure.
do better
Absolutely.
at helping people who are feeling that way. But anyway, that's it. Thank you so much, and I'll take a look at the natal chart. Thank you.
Okay, you're
Thank you,
welcome.
Melanie. Thank you for your call. Have a great day. Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yes, that was
I
very
like
good.
callers that have like really intelligent questions, you know, that's really good. Let's see, we're almost at the end of the hour,
Okay,
but
yeah.
before we go, let me just ask you some other off the wall type of questions. Have you ever refused to give somebody a reading?
I have what I told them they had to come go get counseling, grief counseling, and then come back when they have done it because
Okay,
I
yeah.
could clearly see. I mean, I couldn't even hardly talk to them, let alone do a reading, because they were just all over the place and in tears and couldn't even, you know, what do they want me to do tomorrow? And I'm like, what should I eat tomorrow? I mean, you need help. I mean, that's not what this is for. And you need counseling in addition to a medium reading, maybe, but you need help first. And it doesn't replace any counseling either. But I think it's very beneficial and very helpful to the
Of
grief
course.
process. Yes, for sure. I think that's why I do it. I've seen people heal almost instantly. There's just a huge transformation on their face when they leave, you know, and people have told me that it's just changed their whole trajectory. So yeah, but I have a couple. There's not a lot. I don't think. Or if they're going, the only other time I refused one person who just, I think he didn't want the reading. Everything, like I was getting stuff. Okay, I said your dad's crossed, correct? Yes. He was a judge. Yes. Okay. And his demeanor, and he was so mad that I got it, I think. And I'd be like, okay, I don't think we're going to connect here to you. And he's like, no. And I already got the first, he said yes to both first two words he said. And I could tell he was already shrugging me off as like, that I Googled him or something, which I didn't. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just, here's your money back. I'm good. We're good. Have a nice day.
Have a nice life. There you go.
I don't need to prove anything. I'm not here to do that. So if you want healing and growth and you want evidence, yes, I can give it to you. But if you're gonna fight me on it the whole way, or dismiss it when I give it to you, when it's right there and you acknowledge it, and your dad's a lawyer, what kind of a guess is that? I mean,
How about, have you ever given, and this is the first, this popped into my head. I don't know why. Maybe I'm strange. Who knows? You ever given a reading to somebody that is like mentally incapacitated in some form, like mentally challenged or Down syndrome or somebody who's like, whose cerebral activity isn't, is a little bit challenged? And how does that work?
They usually don't come for that, so no.
No, I.
I mean, they don't really want it. I think I had one that was very misunderstanding of what a psychic is and stuff, like, tell me what I'm gonna eat tomorrow or stuff. And so I kind of didn't do that reading. I kind of stopped it from happening because I could tell he wasn't really there. I mean,
Gotcha.
whatever
And
words
you
he
need
is.
three. You need that person, right? You need the full mental faculties for the spirit to come through with the person, right? The sitter. The sitter is an
And it
integral part
wasn't
of
a
it.
medium reading, it was Wani either. It was just, I think it was just more prove it to me, or like for fun and games. And it was like,
Gotcha.
here for that.
You're like, yeah, give me the lotto numbers tomorrow. Yeah. I'm sure you had those, right? What
What
a
color underwear
lucky.
am I wearing? Or something stupid, like, no, I'm not doing that.
That must aggravate the crap out of you, but you got to stay
Yeah,
pro.
I don't get much of it anymore, but
I think there's more of a respect for it because I think social media opened up the whole thing and made it more aware and less of a, it's still not considered material science because it's not. It's a different kind of science. But, it's just the way that the world is, unfortunately, everything is very physical and material. And, even though that, this pen is actually mostly hollow, like mostly empty space, atoms going with, and they say like the ratio of atoms is much bigger than like the space than the Earth revolving around the sun. I mean, the space is much bigger on
Isn't
things.
that crazy?
Yeah, on everything. Everything. It's crazy.
It's just too mind-boggling, I know.
So yeah. So tell me, before we end the show, like tell our listeners about yourself, your practice, and how they can get a hold of you, how far you're booked, and that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You can visit me at theastrologystore.com. That's where I am most of the time. And so I am usually about 3 to 4 weeks out for readings. And I do, if you want medium reading, just schedule that. That's and it's on my website too. And all the different types of readings I do. The forecast is like a future, what's happening now and what's going on with you in the near future. Or I do relationship readings and compatibility, that kind of stuff too. Or relocation, where are you going to move?
Isn't that's pretty interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it works.
Do you do group readings as well?
Yes, I do group in Glendale area, which is part of Phoenix, and it's like 50 people at a time.
You can do 50 at a time
Well, I
and
don't do all 50, of course, but
no, of
group,
course
that's
not.
usually my capacity in my store is 50 people before it gets too hot. So
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
it's hot in the room. So yeah, 50 is usually when I sell out and say we're done, but I do that all the time.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Dave, it was a pleasure talking to you again. This
David,
hour
yeah.
just like flew by.
Yeah.
We had an intelligent caller, and it was just wonderful. And I thank you so much. And to our callers, thank you. Thank you for our callers. Thank you for our listeners. And I will be back in a month from now, second Thursday of every month. That's what I do, unless, you know, something happens like a power failure or I get sick or something like that, you know. But I've been on pretty often lately. So thank you so much again, Dave.
Thank you, and I'll be on again.
All right.
I'll come
Thanks,
back.
everybody, and have a great night.